with this KLEM sports update for this Friday, July 26th. I'm KLEM sports director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way today at noon here on KLEM radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. We've got the Class 1A State Baseball Championship game. Remsen St. Mary's is in the final game of the season for the third year in a row. This time the matchup pits the Hawks against the Hawks of Linville Sully. We'll have all the action for you with pregame at 11:45, first pitch at noon, right here on KLEM Radio. And of course, more on that game coming up in just a few minutes. But first, let's take a look at our KLEM sports scores and results page. Just a handful of state tournament games happening in Fort Dodge, Carroll, and Cedar Rapids. First, in Fort Dodge, some champions were crowned. First in Class 5A, the championship goes to second-seeded Pleasant Valley as they win the highest-scoring state championship game in Iowa high school softball history, a 14-11 victory over West Des Moines Valley. And the Spartans win the 5A state championship. Urbandale won the third-place game over Ankeny 6-5. The Class 4A state championship saw the 7th seed, the Carlisle Wildcats, take down ADM 7-6. Third place game saw North Scott defeat top-seeded North Polk 6-2. In baseball, semifinal day in Class 2A and 4A. In 2A, it was Underwood coming from behind to defeat Sheraton 8-7, and they will face off with second-seeded New Hampton, who defeated Sumner Fredericksburg 7-3. The Class 4A state semifinals, top-seeded Cedar Rapids Kennedy survived a late burst from Johnston to defeat the Dragons on a walk-off homer 8-7, and 7-seeded Dowling Catholic took down 3rd-seed Iowa City High by a score of 7-1. Those scores can be found on our website, and that's KLEM1410.com. Well, as we mentioned, the Remsen St. Mary's baseball team competes in its third consecutive state championship game against Linville Sully. Head coach Dean Harpinaugh says it's an impressive achievement for any baseball team.
It's quite a feat for any team to go back to the championship game. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to have this opportunity and, you know, hopefully, you know, we can make do on it.
The Linville Sully Hawks have one of the best all-around hitters in the state of Iowa. Quarter Noun Harder ranks 5th in all of Iowa in batting average, 4th in all of Iowa on base percentage, and 3rd in the state in slugging percentage. Coach Harpinaugh says he's simply an incredible player.
He was electric with the bat, as Akron found out. You know, he got on, stole second, stole third, then scored on a sack, then hits a solo shot. Later on in the game, and that ball was tomahawked. It was ball was right outside. He saw it up and out. He tomahawked it over. And this is no easy park to hit a home run in, and so he's very impressive.
The Linville Sully pitching staff has been on a tear throughout the postseason. They have fired 36 consecutive scoreless innings, dating back to their first-round district matchup and the 6th inning in that ball game. A big reason for that has been ace and projected starting pitcher today, Lucas Seek. Seek has tossed 22 of those 36 scoreless innings thanks to a big breaking ball.
He's got a big breaking ball, fairly hard, and he seems to keep it in the way it looks to us. And he throws probably anywhere from 81 to 83, the way it looks, kind of. From the gun reports that we have. Mm-hmm. And he's a senior, so, you know, they played some pretty good baseball last year and came up just a little bit short. So, you know, they're going to be hungry, especially, you know, obviously going after us, you know, since we beat them. So, yeah, he's solid.
On the flip side, there is no secret with who Remsen St. Mary's is throwing. They are going to be riding or dying with Colin Homan on the mound. Thanks to Wednesday's 14-inning fiasco, the Hawks are way down on available arms, meaning Homan is going to have to do his best to limit free passes.
We can't give him free stuff. You know, we did 14 innings last night. I think we had 2 errors and 4 walks and 14 innings. We'll take that. Yep. I mean, that's a 14-inning game, so that'd be 1 error and 2 walks. Those are the kind of things that we're going to have to do, and, you know, to basically keep ourselves in this ball game.
First pitch between the Linville Sully Hawks and the Remsen St. Mary's Hawks is at noon today, and KLEM Radio will bring you the action starting at about 11:45 of the pregame chat with St. Mary's head coach Dean Harpinaw. Let's take a look at the rest of the sports schedule for today. It is all championship day with a couple of consolation softball contests. Again, Remsen St. Mary squares off with Linville Sully for the 1A state crown. Also at Merchants Park in Carroll today, it's the 2A state title contest between Underwood and New Hampton. In Class 3A, the Bishop Heelan Crusaders, they square off with North Polk. And in Class 4A, it's Dowling Catholic against Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Out to Fort Dodge, where the championship contest in Class 3A pits Davenport Assumption against Williamsburg. The third place game features Wallert Catholic against Benton Community. In Class 2A's championship game, Audubon. In the first ever state tournament appearance for the Wheelers, they'll square off with Van Meter. The third place game in 2A features Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont against East Marshall. And the 1A state championship game, it's Sigourney against top-seeded Martinsdale St. Mary's. The third-place game pits Southeast Warren against St. Edmund. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. And tune in at noon, pregame at 11:45, as Remsen St. Mary's looks to defend their Class 1A state championship against Linville Sully. We'll have every pitch for you right here on KLEM Radio. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.